Donal Brown. Can you tell me how the epidemic is going in Sierra Leone at the moment? We hear the case numbers are going up. What is this about?
The case numbers overall in the country are going up, but that's because the disease has now arrived in the west and the north of the country, which is the main urban areas, so you would expect them to be going up. I think if you look at it, if you take it away from a national level, you'll find actually the east of the country where it started is now very much under control. Only yesterday, the government declared Kenema, which was one of the original epicentres, free of Ebola. I think that's possibly a bit early in terms of we'll get the odd case there. So now the focus has moved to this. And one of the main reasons they've gone up is because we have, an enormous amount of active transmission in Freetown. Freetown has a third of the population. So inevitably, you'll see it going up significantly. What we're now doing is putting in place a strategy to attack the disease in Freetown. We've been attacking it, but we've now got the resources to be really aggressive. So I'm quietly confident over the next couple of months that we will really get on top of this disease, because it is actually far more localised around Freetown and the districts just north of Freetown, and we've put the mechanism in place to get on top of it.
Would you say that you now have enough beds to treat patients?
I would say that within the next month to month and a half, we will have enough beds to treat patients. The UK treatment centres, we have one that's come online already, Kerrytown. We've got another five coming online over the next 2 weeks. And as we're providing most of the treatment beds with the government are doing a number of ones as well. They are all coming online in December, basically. So we will have enough beds by the end of December, beginning of January.
And have we been able to do this as fast as we needed to?
Oh, we would have all loved to have done it faster. But as someone said to me the other day, from the UK's perspective, we built 600-bed hospitals in the African bush in 2 to 3 months and fully equipped them and staffed them. That is an enormous project. That would have taken us in the UK 5 years to do, with all the constraints you have of working in a developing country where infrastructure is not great. We've had to put in power supplies, water supplies, everything. We would have all loved to have done it quicker. I'm not sure that we could have done it much quicker.
Could you have put up little tented units that would have been much quicker to build than some of the enormous structures like Kerrytown, which took 2 months?
We are putting up tented units as well, but that's a different sort of strategy. That's more suited to isolated rural areas where you do not need large treatment centres. So we've been doing that as well in rural areas, but actually it's quite difficult to man and run a hospital. And so, the supply lines, everything, it's actually easier to build larger units where you can bring people to. It's like referral centres in the UK. You don't have a referral centre in every town, you have them in the major cities, and you bring the cases to them where you need specialist treatment and advice. And that's what we've basically done here. We've got a lay down now across the country, which allows you to move people to these centres. But we have a range of other things in place too. We have isolation centres, which are much smaller and more mobile. We have smaller treatment centres in more rural areas. But there is a lot of utility in trying to centralise some of these centres. But there is a mix out there.